Hollywood Sports Betting Show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
And a baby too.
Man, right here. It's my right.
Who da?
It's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard wonder.
Why?
Good day, Tony.
Is that MJ on your hat?
That is MJ.
I love it.
Flying. He's soaring.
He is fucking
with clear. The Angels, brother.
Greatest of all time.
Soaring.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, brother?
Dude. You know, we got more play-ins. We got baseball, a lot of day games. A
lot of day games today. Good night on the diamond last night for me, at least.
Yeah, was.
You?
Yeah.
You, brother?
Ooh, I think it was a little choppy, probably 4-2-1, I think it was.
These Yankees are fucking getting down.
Yep, there. Yep. You can't.
I mean, I can't say anything. Red Sox lost, too. But
yeah, the
Kenley Jansen.
Yankees haven't been hitting, dude. They got the bases juiced right now.
Really? Oh, they're going right now?
Yeah, 307, top first. They got the bases juiced, so hopefully.
Fucking Buccos can't hold on to a fucking lead either.
Hopefully it's nice. Santonian blast. Fucking
Red Sox came all the way back, then Kenley came in the ninth.
Keep wasting these fucking Jared Jones starts is going to drive me insane.
City down early.
Can't be wasting those. City that's back-to-back late escapes at Shitty Field for
yes,
the Mets.
Yes, it is.
That's how fire starts to burn.
Can we get a fucking rally in the top of five from the Royals here? We got a man on one, man on one. We got a man on one.
Two down, one down.
Full count.
We're kind of fucked here.
We're running here.
I don't know. Michael?
Oh, did that game just start?
No, it's the
308. First. Okay, so I am on.
Do we got some live bullets?
I am on the Yankees first five plus a half.
Ooh.
Nice. They have the bases juiced?
Yeah, two strikes, two outs.
Good news.
Actually,
good news.
Stan is about to strike out.
Yeah,
no
he did.
Doubt about it.
No, he walked.
Oh, Stan walks.
Yeah, we got Gleyber Torres.
Mitt 2-0 last night.
Yes, I do love the Western Conference. I do have a good pulse on the Western Conference, I think.
Sure.
The East, I am not as confident about.
Okay.
But do you? Can we agree on something?
I was on
the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zion doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, they lose that game.
Why didn't they play Brandon Ingram?
Wild.
Oh, that was confusing. Zion is out for tomorrow.
Who
do they play?
Look,
Sacktown.
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line?
The Kings were like +1.5 this morning. That was before Zion was ruled out, though.
Pelicans got no shot.
No.
Kings are -1.5.
Okay. Yeah, put down for
fuck
Kings
money line on the Kings. Yeah, before that thing gets to like 3 or 4.
Yeah,
tonight NBA I like the favorites.
Are the Royals dead?
Yeah, middle of the fucking fifth, 1-2, we lost. Of course, right when I bet against the fucking White Sox, they actually do something.
I'm not falling for it. This
for
year.
What?
I like the Heat +5.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Not me. Sixers Bulls.
You can take that. You can take that Bulls. Take that Bulls Hawks game.
Yeah, and put it in a dumpster.
Yeah, I ain't betting it, but well, I do like Heat +5.5.
If you asked me Sixers, a month ago, Bulls, if those were playoff
money line parlay +140.
Okay.
This is the weirdest part about the Hawks is the Hawks have been fucking 3-7. Have dropped their last 5 or maybe 6 even. Like I have no idea how the fuck they're even in the plan.
Because what's his name goes off.
The ginger.
Ha!
What's his name?
Hooter?
Kevin Herter.
No, the other guy who buried the Celtics a couple times. Jonte Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jonte Murray.
Former Spur to Jonte Murray.
He will go off from time to time. Yep. I could see it happen tonight, to be fair.
Yeah. His brother did go off last night. That was the most impressive performance out of somebody.
You know what I was glad to see? Lost the bet, but...
Who was his brother?
Keegan Murray.
Ooh.
Keegan is Jonte Murray's brother?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
No,
I don't think so.
I was happy to see Keegan Murray go off.
He does have Keegan Murray does have a brother. They both went to Iowa. I don't think
his brother is in the. Is his brother in Murray. The league?
Huh?
His brother was in the league.
I do respect the just seeing Murray. Boom, brother.
Yeah, DeJounte Murray is not Keegan Murray. Yeah, I didn't think so.
But he's got. He's got to be Jamal. Jamal Murray.
Chris Murray is.
Is he in the league? No.
He was selected 4th overall by the Sacramento Kings in the 2022 NBA. That's Chris Murray. That's
Keegan
Murray.
Yeah, he's good. 32.
I don't know where Chris is at.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right. Fair enough. I was wrong.
Yeah. No, DeJounte Murray's brothers with Jamal Murray on the Nuggets.
Never know.
Yeah. I mean, they're all cousins.
I mean, we could do this all day.
Yeah, we could. We could
be here till midnight just trying to figure out who's brothers.
I'm waiting for Bruce Brown to come home for Christmas.
Sure.
We got the fucking cards and fucking A's at 3:37. So.
Yeah, and I was dangerously close to taking the A's today, but I decided not something I wanted to do.
I tell you what, I don't mind Steven Matz.
No, how could you?
I don't love him. I don't mind him. Everybody's on the A's.
Everyone's on the A's?
Yeah.
Brother.
Beef update. Rick Ross released a song.
Banger.
It's banger.
Champagne moments or a new one?
I love how into this you are.
Confirmed real.
New one? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Spotify, just listen to it.
New one? Champagne moments or new?
The champagne one.
Yeah, champagne moments, yeah.
When did that come out?
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, two, 3 days
today?
Ago.
No.
Yesterday?
No.
He said 2-3 days ago.
He just calls he calls him white boy a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good gimmick.
It is
great.
It's good cover art.
I got a surgery.
The cover art is hilarious.
That's why he doesn't have a six pack anymore.
Yep.
And
that's why he's wearing that goofy vest.
And
you like tonight basketball?
He wears no underwear, Dockers.
On the trash scale, where would you rate this Hawks Bulls game tonight?
Oh God, who gives a fuck? I'm taking the Bulls, and I'm gonna take
the Heat.
Sixers.
Playoff Jimmy, brother.
Playoff
Jimmy, brother.
Playoff Jimmy plus 5.5.
Playoff brother. Jimmy,
I'm going to take the Sixers just because the Heat lost their first play-in game last year.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that.
All right.
Cycles.
Yes, I can, actually.
Something to think about, boys.
Something to think about. Thank you, brother.
Hammer down.
Yeah,
you're gonna make it.
Back to the 337.
Yeah.
I like the cards, first five money line, for sure.
Okay.
I'll take the bait. Give me the A's plus 1.5.
You fucking mutt.
Okay. Chicago Cubs go in Arizona. Jordan Wicks versus Brandon Pfaadt.
What?
Nothing for me.
Pfaadt was good in the playoffs. That happened.
Remember?
That was real life.
Yeah, the guy was fucking dealing. Yeah.
I like the D-backs here. First five money line.
Yeah. The guy was dealing, my friend.
Yep.
Since he's still in Seattle, Andrew Abbott goes against Bryce Miller. Nothing for me here.
What are we down for the M's first five money line?
Casey in Chicago still. Let's play two. Waka goes against Fetty. I'm going to take Chicago White Sox.
What?
That's a bold.
You're taking Fetty Wap?
First five.
Fetty's not bad.
Fetty first versus
Waka. Against Waka Flocka?
First five.
Fetty. What is this?
Plus 1.5.
That's what it is?
You're getting 1.5.
Did you scroll or is that live? Nope.
That's minus 150 non-scroll, brother.
Not anymore, but cheers.
What is it now?
Just a half.
It's minus 160.
Well, it sucks for you guys.
Yeah, good on you.
Guess I moved the line.
Getting your cup of Joe.
Way to fucking go.
Putting in these in.
Way to fucking go.
I mean,
early bird gets the worm, brother.
You know what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I don't love it. Actually, I don't hate it. What are they? What are they first five?
Who's that?
The first five, there isn't a line. That's interesting. I'll go Royals full game money line minus 170 with Waka. Oh, Acuña just hit a bomb. Let's go. The Braves are running rampant in fucking Houston right now.
First five, you're looking for really KC. Are.
I'm going full game minus 170 KC.
Okay, you're getting minus 164.
On first five with Flocka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do both. Actually, I'll go do.
Whoa, anyway, you can get them.
Well, I'll do the daily double because you see if they. Royals somehow lose the first game there. I mean, Bruce taught me this, and I don't know if true or not, but you can't lose both games.
Mm-hmm. You really have to do your best to avoid it. But it does seem like now with the more common doubleheader and the faster game, like you go down 3-1 in the first game, and everyone's like, all right, fuck, let's get the fuck out of here and get to the second game. So, you know, it just feels like there's a lot more losing both these days.
Yeah.
That was Acuña's first bomb of the year. Wow.
Guys, really? Smoking singles. Colorado's in Philly. I almost went with Colorado.
Wow.
But I didn't.
You're a sick puppy.
Yeah. I was already on the White Sox, and I said, I can't do both these teams today. So
you on the A's, too?
I thought about it. No, my only two plays today are the New York Yankees plus the half and the Colorado Rockies plus the 1.5.
Wait.
No, the A's.
Sorry.
The White Sox, buddy.
I was wrong about all this.
What?
Jeez, you're on the Royals.
What the fuck's going on?
Time out,
bro. You're on the Royals.
What the hell are you doing?
Man, relax for one second, okay? Everything you fucking said on the show. I'm on the Yankees first 5.5. I am not on the White Sox Royals game at all.
What do you mean?
I'm on the Rockies first 5.5.
What happened to +1.5?
That's where the remember you said it disappeared?
Yeah.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yep.
I was on the wrong game.
There actually was no early
bird. Yeah, guess what? It disappeared.
Same thing.
Yeah, it disappeared. +120 though on the +0.5.
I am on the
you can lose without juice.
The Colorado Rockies first 5.5.
Oh, you're on the Rockies.
Yep.
What a fucking move.
I don't have dick, and I don't want my only bet of the day to be the A's.
Tell you what, Devers might be hurt again. There's one. Tanner's been very good for the Sox, so I don't know. Give me the Red Sox first.
I thought about going with Tanner, but I anytime I bet against Guardians, they fucking win. So
they're going to be an annoying team at the end of this 162 game marathon.
Okay, so today I am on New York Yankees first 5.5 and the Colorado Rockies first 5.5.
And the Royals first 3.25.
Nope, I'm not on that. That was a mistake.
I got the Cards money line. These are all first 5. Cards money line, D-backs money line, M's money line, Royals money line, Red Sox money line.
The Yankees not score a fucking run?
No.
They struck out. Now they've got two on.
The fuck has happened to the bats?
Yeah. Also, what's going on with this Dodgers super team? Do they stink?
I saw in a headline today that the outfield fucking stinks.
Yeah, they ain't that. They got fucking...
Their outfield stinks, brother.
Guess what? Mookie Betts is a fucking outfielder. I get he can play second and short. He's unbelievable in the outfield. Yeah.
You're saying defensively they stink, or
just in general? They're not hitting.
I'm just telling you the headline I saw.
They called up their prospect this morning. Morency tweeted they know now. They're calling this guy up. They know now. So maybe that'll turn things around. Morency said.
The Dodgers outfield has been very, very bad to start the season. That's just the tweet. I don't know in what terms.
Who's playing out there? Jason Hayward.
Hayward.
They got Hayward still?
Still?
No fucking
didn't they
way.
Just get him from the Cubs?
I'm saying he's still doing it.
Your picks for today?
Oh, I already did them.
Your picks for today?
Yeah, I got the A's +1.5 and the Reds first 5.5. I just decided.
Okay.
The Reds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, against the Mariners. That's a good game. Should be a good game.
Should be. It should be tied after 5 innings, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind if the Mariners were up, for sure.
NHL tonight, all the Eastern games mean shit. So Pittsburgh at the Islanders. I don't know if they're going to show up.
I feel like the Guinos might win that one.
That's not a game I would bet on.
No, but I just feel like they will.
Tampa's hosting Toronto. There's no reason to bet that game. Nope. Dallas.
They need a point to clinch the West.
Okay. And they're going to get St. Louis, who they're out.
Yeah. And then it's actually the final game in Arizona tonight.
This feels like a don't touch anything game.
I'm going to throw together, I don't know, for vibes. I don't know if you can bet against the Oak.
No, if it's a final game in Arizona, no. I think they're going to pack the let.
I'll take Stars to get a point. It's probably like -500.
Could be.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because it's -260 money line.
Yeah, I'm out. Good luck.
We'll see you at the playoffs.
Yeah, we will. We fucking will.
We'll see you in the playoffs.
Just around the corner.
Yeah, we will. We'll see all you guys in the playoffs.
How's footy going?
0-0 Bayern Arsenal. Fucking hot start for Real Madrid.
Did you see fucking PSG yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I lost both yesterday. It was sweet. yeah, Mbappe maybe, you know, wins a fucking Champs League on his way out.
That'd be sweet.
Mm-bah.
Anything else, boys?
Tomorrow, Europa League.
There it is. That's what I was looking
for. Mm-hmm.
I know Roma won the first leg. I like AC Milan to advance.
I respect that.
And look, I know Liverpool's down 3-0, and I know they're playing at Atalanta, and you know maybe it won't be a magic night, but I think Liverpool will still win the game. I don't know about advancing. I think you're asking a lot. Down 3-0 on the aggregate there, but I'll take Liverpool on the money line at -150.
Okay.
Yep.
The RBC Heritage, brother. Ooh.
I forgot all about it.
Where's the Junkyard Dogs?
I forgot.
Where is the Junkyard Dogs? We should do a post cold call check in.
Cold call Junkyard Dogs.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. I'll get some first round updates.
Did they change the name yet?
No. Well, Bryson choked on his super long putter.
Do you think that they will his 3D putter?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that guy?
A lot.
He always doing weird shit.
I'll take the bait with Ludvig Åberg, fresh off his contention.
Okay.
In Augusta National, and then a bit of a bombski. How about Mathieu Pavon? Our old friend.
Hold on.
Pavon, Mathieu Pavon.
Scheffler was plus 400 to win the Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's plus 140 to win this.
He's plus 425 to win the Heritage.
Yeah. It is a bit of a sleepy spot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think there's been a sleepy spot for
especially Scotty. With, I mean, you can't bet on Scotty right now.
Why?
What if his wife goes into labor?
She's not even due.
It's like
that was a
overblown.
They told us that to fucking.
Who told us that?
So we keep our eyes on it on Sunday, like someone else had a chance to win. She's not due till like the end of the month.
Yeah, it was like due in 3 weeks. If it's like super early, he might have to leave.
It could happen.
But I tell you what, fucking. Till proven otherwise, I'll take the buys. Last week, we were sitting there like, oh, plus 425. I can put my feet up for 4 days and sweat fucking plus 425, dude. I'm fucking losing seven leg parlays on a fucking Wednesday afternoon already.
What was that, Bruce?
It was stupid.
We got a good field. It's a really good field. Everyone's playing in it.
Hell yeah.
Except for the live guys, but it's a really good PGA field.
Yeah.
Fucking Brandel Chambly. Fucking that guy caught one this morning. He got caught in the crosshairs. Me, I go tweeted him. I'm done with that guy fucking always being pissed off at Liv.
He is always pissed off at everything.
Yeah, but what's he going to talk about when Liv and PGA merge?
He'll figure it out.
Like, that's going to happen. Then who are you going to be mad at?
I hope it happens.
Me too. Yeah, I think it's pretty far from happening. And really? I'm pretty bummed that.
It'll happen.
When's the next major? The Players?
No. The next one is U.S.
Open. Where is it?
Do we already have the Players?
Father's Day. Yeah.
Who won?
Not a major.
That was Scotty.
That's not a major?
No. It's technically the fifth major.
The fifth major?
When's the Open?
The U.S.?
No.
U.S. Open's always Father's Day weekend, and then you get the Open, and then you get the PGA Championship.
The When's Open is the summer. Open? July, maybe? Maybe late June.
June is U.S. July is the Open.
Yes.
August.
Live guys allowed the PGA Championship?
I think so, yeah. Because it's run by the PGA, not the PGA Tour.
Yeah, different enterprise. The PGA Tournament is hosted by basically all the club pros around the country. That's why got Blocky. Blocky Socky.
Interesting. Live bullet here. I'm throwing Man City plus 140. I believe in them. I think they come back here.
Okay.
Yep.
Come on, boys.
Going out with some firefighters tonight. Fucking conventions in town. They had their live burn yesterday.
I think I'm wrong about the golf major schedule.
Yeah. I would definitely.
The only reason I know that because you brought up Blocky. Blocky was at the ESPYs last year, which is in July.
So. Yeah, so the PGA is probably next. PGA is next,
May 13th, 19th. U.S. Open is in June, like we said. The British is in July, like we said. We're just off.
Just missed PGA. The May PGA. Yeah.
I thought it was, in my head, I thought we were in May.
Yep.
It's April.
Maybe, so instead of all this merger mumbo jumbo, what if we just added more majors?
We should go to the PGA.
No.
Where is it?
What do you mean?
It's at Valhalla in Louisville. It's only like an hour and a half.
We are going, brother. count me in,
Bruce,
brother.
Bruce just found out he will be at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, obviously, like, you won't have any of the mystique and the, like, legacy of the current majors, but, like, just super purses that, like, you know, the Saudis could put up or, you know, whoever could put up and just have, like, you know, $50 million jackpots tacked on.
Sure.
I kind of like...
Like, screw the FedEx Cup. FedEx
I kinda
Cup
like, is dead. I kind of like Shark just hanging around.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that everyone came up to him and said, thank you for what you're doing for golf.
Yeah, they saving did. Us.
100%. He said 100% positive comments. Yeah. Not one bad comment towards him.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I like him just.
Everyone's happy.
I like him just falling around Rory, too, just to get these rumors fucking swirling.
Yeah.
He's such a shit disturber.
course in Mexico is fucking sick.
The shark?
Fucking hate to break it to you. Fucking cards are running wild in the first already, brother.
Fuck.
Nate, you want to set us out here?
Yeah, Tony. Tony, I've got something for you. In the... Oh, what? Let me restart.
Good.
Hey, Tony, I've got something for you.
Yep.
Do you?
Tony.
Yep.
In the end...
Spit it out, brother!
Jesus fucking Christ, Bruce, I was about to. Tony?
Yep.
In the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. Lewis Carroll.
Who's that?
I think he's an author.
You think?
I fucking know.
I mean, it's your job.
Is this a by way of...
Same thing every
can
day.
Can we get a by way of Orshlovsky?
I mean, tomorrow? I didn't know that I had to...
Who is Lewis?
Figure out every single fucking person.
Every single person? It's one a day. One human being every day.
You act like you gotta go to the library and go to the card catalog and fucking research this human being. All you do is Google the fucking person's
bro,
name.
Bro, I Googled fucking motivational quotes like 10 fucking because
in
I forgot.
In Mitt's defense, he
you forgot you do it every day.
In Mitt's defense, he's on Jobber right now. He's dialed in.
Not really that dialed in, honestly.
All right. Sorry for coming to your aid, bro.
Yeah, we can tighten up the top bar.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.